What's up, everybody? This is Coder, and Hectic Radio is now underway. Woo! But, I guess I'm gonna have to start out with a nice good explanation for everybody. This is Hectic Radio, episode 7, and, alright, I apologize for not getting a show out. I admit, it was stupid of me, but, you know, things got a little hectic there for a few months, so I had to take a relatively decent hiatus, so I'm back, and I went through a few hardware changes and everything, so I'm back to what I was with before, and I'm happy with it, so, hey, as long as I can get a show out, I'm happy. I'm not joined by any co-host tonight. I couldn't get a hold of Flattera and nobody else, and I couldn't find anybody else that I really want to have a somebody to co-host with. I would like to get Duel back, but everybody knows that story. He dropped out of the scene. Okay, I thought I heard something there. Hold on. Anyway, thought I heard something. Sorry about the pause there, but I have a ham radio license now, and it's great fun. I can talk to anywhere all over the world. You know, I have to have various modes and everything, but I can talk to anywhere all over the world that I want to. It's great. I love it. But, you know, it's just wonderful, and I definitely need to get a better microphone. I'm thinking about getting another one after Christmas and hooking that up to the speakerphone. And I'm also thinking about putting in a network here, so that I can record directly from upstairs and not have to worry about anything else. So that might work out pretty good, and then I won't have to worry about people coming in and, you know, hearing me and everything. So. That could work. I'm looking at this thing here, and I've only been talking for two minutes or so, and I have an idea. It's just going to be a pretty short show. I didn't really think of anything to talk about. Perhaps if I find something on the internet. I'm going to get on the internet real quick and see if I can't find anything. I'm going to do one of those things again. So I'm going to pause the show and see if I can find some material to dig up. I came into this totally unprepared. I just saw the opportunity to create a show and did. Hey, do you blame me? Alright, I'll be right back. But anyway, I just got back off the internet here, and I was talking to Black Ratchet, and he said, I asked him if he'd like to say something for the show. I'm recording at the moment. Huh? And he replied with, huh? And I gave him this website, and he got a little confused, and then he came back with, so, what are you talking about? And I replied, I have it paused. I was discussing how I was on a long hiatus. It's a relay operator. No. And then, alright, here's what he wanted me to quote him on. Well, alright, this is him. Well, I've never listened to your show, but I'm glad it's back. Because more independent shows equals good. There, that's my comment. And I can agree with him on that, because, you know, you have these big corporate media people, you have these Clear Channel, or Clear Channel, ABC, or whoever the fuck, my big ass media company, .net, whatever the fuck it is, alright, and you know, you have those people, you have those monopolies. Alright, let's use Clear Channel as an example, just because it's something I think of off the top of my head. You know, you got Clear Channel, they own what, 8 out of 10? They own 80% of the radio stations in Nashville, and that's the same thing for most of the web. In fact, I'll bring up Google. Let's go to Google. And I had a link here. I'll bring it up. Let's go to Clear Channel. And let's see here, how many people are I had a big link here, and it showed every single radio station and TV station, etc., in the country that Clear Channel owns. Let's see here. Clear Channel, this is from clearchannelsucks.org. I'm reading your description. clearchannelsucks.org is a free speech website dedicated to educating the public about the entertainment giant Clear Channel. Clear Channel owns over 1,200 radio stations and 37 television stations, with investment in 240 radio stations globally. And Clear Channel Entertainment, aka SFX, one of the more well-known subsidiaries, owns and operates over 200 venues nationwide. They're in 248 of the top 250 radio markets, controlling 60% of all rock programming. They outright own the tours of musicians like Janet Jackson, Aerosmith, Pearl Jam, Madonna, and NSYNC. They own the network which airs Rush Limbaugh, Dr. Laura, Casey Kasem, and the Fox Sports Radio Network, with 103 million listeners in the U.S. and 1 million listeners globally. Go away, stupid thing. 1/6 of the world population. This powerful company has grown unchecked, using the monopoly to control the entire music industry. If you find this alarming, clearchannelsucks.org is the place for you. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, all right, I'm going to go to that web. Let's see here, if I can give you the link. Let's see here. Blah, 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 blah. Why does Clear Channel suck? Let's see here. go here. Let's go back. I'm trying to find this link for you people, so, you know. Your channel, blah, 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 blah. Your channel, boy, can't put the no. Your channel, radio list. Let's see here. I'm trying to find here this, no. Let's keep going. There's something here. Clear channels. Okay, I'll just go back to clear channel sucks and find something. I'm just trying to kill the time. Homonicals, epic earrings. Serious, okay. Owns over. To 1200 radio stations. Let's see here. Let's go up. Let's go to clearchannel.com. And see what brings it up. And see, see what I can find. Radio broadcast decency, my ass. Alright. Clear channel, Tommy, CCU, last sound, okay. Radio broadcast decency, my fucking ass. Damn, I don't have a PDF viewer on this right now. Let's go to radio. Just regular, let's go to radio. United States Radio. Radio Home. Okay, let's see. We're getting there. Yeah. There's more. Oh, boy. This is not good. Alright, here's this ad they got here. They got a little 3-year-old with a pair of heavy-duty headphones on, and he's smiling. And then they've got an ad that says, less is more. That's a trademark. I don't know why. Goes on to say, we're scaling back. Less commercials, less station promos, and even shorter breaks. Then the sub is, we heard you. Clear Channel Radio is working hard, to give advertisers and their clients more of what they want. A great radio environment. Without the clutter, less commercials and less promotional interruptions equal better opportunities to efficiently advertise on Clear Channel radio stations. Ask your Clear Channel account executive how you can advertise in this less cluttered, more valuable environment. Thank you for weighing in on this issue. Yep. Oh my god. What the fuck? Alright. They got a picture of a guy that, you know, they got a picture of, they're looking down the scale where you can see the shoes and everything. And it goes per hour. And it's 10 minutes and 10 or 11 seconds or something like that. And I'm thinking, 10 fucking minutes per hour? One sixth of your listening time is spent listening to fucking commercials? What the fuck? What the bloody fuck is going on here? I don't get it. I just do not get it. Alright. I'm gonna search for my just for the heck of it, I'm searching cold water. That's not good. Let's see here. Tower leasing. Let's go there. Tower's on Clear Channel. Blah, 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 blah. Alright, let's go back to Google. And let's go to... Clear channel. Let's see what brings up. I'm just looking around here. Reading. Let's see here. Such as blah 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 blah. Before the Federal Communications Commission, Washington D.C., 20554, in regards to applications of Paxium Communications Corporation and Clear Channel Metroplex licenses. Let's see here, for the assignment of the licenses of holy fuck. For the assignment of licenses of WTLK FM, Ponte Verga Beach, Florida, WILV FM, St. Petersburg, Florida, WTKS, Cocoa Beach, Florida, WSHE, Orlando, WPLL, Fort Lauderdale, WNLS, Tallahassee, WTNT, Tallahassee, WSNI, Thomasville, WXSR, Quincy, WJZT, Midway, WPAP, Panama City, WPBH, Parker, WTKX, Pensacola, WDIZ, Panama City, WFSY, Panama City, WSHF, Mexico City. Oh, holy shit. There is an ass load. Alright, let's see here. Television stations. There's an interesting article that I think anybody slightly, it's rather lengthy, but I think, what's this? Mass Media Bureau. I think that, alright, here's the link. It was back in 97, but I still think everybody should see it. Okay. http://www.fcc.gov/euros. That's, I'm going to use phonetics here. You know, B equals Bravo, C equals Charlie, etc. Bravo, Uniform, Romeo, Echo, Alpha, Uniform, Sierra, /mass/orders/1997/delta/alpha/97/2443.txt. And it's a rather interesting article. People should see it. It's going on midnight, but I don't care. I do not care. It's clearchannelsucks.org. Alright, I'm going to have this last for a little bit. And as Black Ratchet was saying, you know, you need more alternative media. 1200 radio stations. Okay. I need a list. Damn it. I want to give everybody a list. Alright, I'll just, let's go to links. See what's going on. Clear Channel. Central Reading. Uh, to look for this list and then give everybody a link. Let's go to the channel just for a hell of a... Alright, I'm looking for a link here. And, Clear Channel Creed, huh? Let's see what's going on. Alright, I'm gonna find something. And open viewers, okay? Open, I don't need that. Fuck. Alright, basically there was a link, and they own, like, fucking almost every radio station in the entire country. Like, 8 out of 10. They're, like I said, they're in the top 248 of, they're in 248 of the top 250 radio markets, controlling 60% of all rock programming. Now, shouldn't that be a wake-up call to all the government officials? Nope. Okay. Just think about it. Let's use Bell. My Bell. Let's use them for an example. Clear Channel today is the equivalent to my Bell. Back. No. Alright. Clear Channel right now is the equivalent to after the my Bell breakup, but it still was essentially the same company. You know, you had all those baby bells, but it was still my Bell. Essentially my Bell. It was all controlled by the Bell. You had the R-Box, the baby bells. You know, you had Michigan Bell, you had Nevada Bell, Pacific Bell, etc. But it was still a Bell telephone company. It's like saying Verizon, or, what's a good Walmart, for example, you know, Walmart, for example. Let's say they own a Walmart Wireless and Walmart gift cards and stuff like that, just the little branches of the company itself, and they have to break up. But each branch owns forms its own company. The only problem with that is that each of those branches are pretty much linked together. They kind of work together and everything. And the Clear Channel equivalent right now, the Clear Channel radio right now is the equivalent to how it was back then, when technically it wasn't a monopoly, because you still had the little mom and pop telephone companies springing up. But it was, because in practical terms it was a monopoly, because they controlled damn near everything. That's the way Clear Channel is right now, and it's grown unchecked. I find this alarming. Black Ratchet finds this alarming. The thing is, we're not doing anything. Nothing's being done about it. In fact, I'm going to go to What Can I Do section of this website and read you off what's going on here about Clear Channel. I mean, I've never really... Alright. I'm reading this off of Clear Channel. What Can I Do section of the Clear Channel Sucks website, clearchannelsucks.org. Become educated. Keep coming back here to check on the latest news. Clear Channel, that here meaning clearchannelsucks.org. About the Clear Channel and the radio business, read the articles in the Essential Reading Link section. Find out which stations in your area are Clear Channel stations, and stop listening to those stations. This is very important, because Clear Channel cannot sell advertising if no one is listening to their stations. It is probably the easiest and best route to force them to begin to think about the quality of the broadcast. Interact. Find friends in your area and refer them to our site. Find friends on the message boards. use your knowledge gained to inform others about Clear Channel's practices. Interaction will eventually become organization, and grassroots organization is the best method for combating such a large entity as Clear Channel. Write your representatives. Check out the What Can I Do link section to write your representatives and the U.S. Department of Justice. That's what you need to do. And more than that, support alternative media. Support alternative media. Alright? Now, I'm gonna go up here to the this link here and see, okay. I am going to go to clearchannel.org to find out how many radio stations in my area. My area being Coldwater, Michigan. Alright, I admit, I live somewhere near Coldwater, Michigan, because you know, that's where we're having the 2600 meeting. And WS Ninja, he attended this past Friday, yesterday actually, and it was great. I mean, it was a blast. I loved it. I had the best time of my. I mean, it was just interacting with other hackers is great. I mean, we went over to the payphones and I called and I had the one ring and it was pretty neat and took some pics and everything. I liked it. Only two of us showed, but that was cool. The ad, oh boy. All right, let's go to radio again. Let's go to radio, and let's go to radio here and see how many stations and TV stations and everything they own in my area. And it's loading, and it's loading, and it's loading, and I'm going to talk to Bike Ratchet here real quick. And, blah, blah, blah. And, I'm just going to talk to Manop. I'm just going to talk to him real quick and see his opinion. And blah, blah. And I'm going to say talking and typing is not easy. But, that's starting. Come on, load, bitch, load. Come on, damn it. I'm going to go over to IRC. Nobody's really doing much of anything. Okay, good. And, join. Nope. Okay. Well, while that's starting, I'm just going to emphasize. I'm going to go into the 2600 thing. Basically. And now it loads. But anyway, what I'm saying here is that, I encourage everybody to go to your 2600 meetings. Come on. Station Six. Resize this down a tad. Let's see here, station search. How about how about that's odd. That's odd. I can't get anything. Huh. I don't know why they do that. Let's see. CC Radio National. Station info. go to stations. Go to stations. Let's see here. Let's, alright, I'm looking here, guys. I'm looking here. Give me a couple seconds here. I'll be back to you in a second or two. Let's, come on, damn it, load. I can close that. And I can close that. And she has some idea, so that's cool. Let's see here. Let's go to owners. And that's loading. I'm having a hard time with this tonight. I'm not quite sure why. I'm having a hard time. I'm having a hard time with this tonight. I'm not sure. I'm not quite sure why. I'm gonna go to stations again. Let's go to let's find the nearest city to me. Keep going. Owner, apartment, keep looking here. See if I can find. Alright, where was it? Battle. Battle Creek, Michigan. That's close enough. Build custom list, and it's going. Good. WNWNAM. Urban. That's awesome. WNWNAM. The Touch Urban Adult Complimentary. Format: Urban Adult Complimentary. Description: License to Portage. Features: Local news, community oriented. Good. Owner is Midwest Communications. Now, let's see here. If they, they're independent. That's awesome. That's good. They're independent. It's awesome, man. So I found one independent radio station. There's like 20 of them, literally. I should listen to that more often, though. I'm good on a half hour. I guess I'm just gonna wrap up this episode for now, and I'll be back in 2 to 3 weeks. This is Coder 365 signing off.